back with a rare three-game slate for the playoffs during the week. It is Tuesday, April 25th. Three games on the slate tonight. Three elimination games. Three of these teams could possibly be done for the season, so should be a pretty good night. This is Ethan speaking, of course, joined by Chris. How are we feeling?
Good. Yeah, this should be a good slate of games, man. Each team's missing a valuable piece of its team. So you got Atlanta, no Murray, Minnesota. You got LAC. Yeah, this should be pretty good. And like you said, three of them could be eliminated tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything is out there on the line for half of these teams.
Yeah, heck yeah. This should actually be a pretty cool night of basketball.
Yeah, should be, especially following up last night. I didn't actually get to watch the games, but I know you did. The Heat pulled out an insane upset behind Jimmy Butler scoring 56 points against the Bucks.
Yeah, I was actually rooting for Miami last night, man, and that was fun to watch. I mean, Butler was just on another level last night, so basically saying it's his city, his town. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, the Bucks even get Giannis back. He puts up a triple-double, but not enough for to beat Jimmy Butler.
No, Lowry made some good steals right there in that fourth, man, and they just couldn't be stopped. It was cool to see.
Yeah, and then the late game, you had the Lakers beating the Grizzlies in overtime. LeBron putting up 22 points, 20 rebounds, and 7 assists.
Yeah, I think this was our first overtime game playoffs.
Actually, yeah, might be.
It is. I've been waiting for one to go into overtime, and it finally happened last night.
That's crazy.
I know. It really is.
Yeah, but there were only two games last night, so that's all to talk about for that. We got three big games on the slate, so I think we can just jump into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't. If you're listening in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is always appreciated. And let's jump into the first game on the slate. We have got the Atlanta Hawks facing the Boston Celtics. Celtics are 13-point favorites with an over-under total of 229.5 injuries. You got DeJounte Murray out for the Hawks, like we said. Danilo Gallinari out for Boston.
Yeah, I mean, starting here with the Hawks, you got Trae Young at $8,600. I know they are back in Boston on this series. He definitely wasn't as good in Boston, but you still got no DeJounte. He's going to have to literally do everything.
You said Trae Young?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's he at on DraftKings?
$8,600.
Yeah, he's $9,900 on FanDuel.
Dang, going. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of him, especially since the last two, since he's been under 9K, so, and he has not been letting me down. So I'm definitely going to go back here again with no DeJounte. Like you said, it's an elimination game. He's got to do everything he possibly can. Having no DeJounte might stink a little bit because now you can focus in on Trae Young a little more, but
yeah,
I still just think that's a great price on DraftKings.
Yeah, fantastic price on DraftKings. I'd pay that all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I don't mind Bogdan Bogdanovic here, 6,300. Have to imagine he gets the biggest minutes increase from DeJounte Murray being out, so I'm expecting anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes for him tonight. He'll probably be in the starting lineup, 6,300 on FanDuel. I mean, he's even put up 230 or more fantasy point games with DeJounte Murray this series, so no problem going to him.
Yeah, I don't think DraftKings got the memo about the suspension because he's only $4,800 on DraftKings. So, I mean, he might be one of the best plays tonight.
Yeah, that's a steal.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. It kind of sucks they didn't get out in front of this because I feel like he should have been like, you know, 6K going into tonight.
Yeah, FanDuel definitely got the price right.
Yeah, they did. So. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's a fantastic play here tonight, especially with no Murray. DeAndre Hunter, you know, came out, balled out in the last game. He's actually had a couple decent games this series, but he's also had a couple duds. But $5,400, I mean, he's going to need to get that shot up. Took 17 field goal attempts in the last one, so he's going to need to do that again. And hopefully they fall, but I don't mind that price either.
What'd you say he was?
$5,400.
Yeah, $5,700 on FanDuel, so don't mind him either.
Yeah, but we were talking before the podcast. I mean, I definitely think Sadiq Bey may grab a few more minutes here. 4,200 on DraftKings. I mean, somebody's got to fill in those minutes. I know you got Bogdanovic, but he was already getting minutes regardless. So I do feel like maybe Sadiq Bey could squeeze out a few more minutes here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can play; they can play him like a shooting guard. So I think it'll be no problem for him getting more minutes. 4,900 on FanDuel. Really like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
I also really like Clint Capella here. He keeps getting cheaper. He's 5,300. He hasn't really had one of those great games this entire series, but for some reason, he averages 34 fantasy points a game when DeJounte Murray sits this season. So if he can replicate that, then he'll totally pay off that 5,300 price tag.
Yeah, I'm with you. He was the next guy I wanted to name. He's only 5K on DraftKings. He's come down $400. Yeah, he hasn't had that game, which I kind of like because it tends to keep his ownership down. But, I mean, he did play 30 minutes in that last game. Here you have an elimination game. You got no Murray. I mean, I don't see why he can't go back out there and play 30 minutes again. So at 5K, yeah, I have a lot of interest.
Yeah, but one more guy that I definitely don't mind here is Jalen Johnson. He is at, where's he? He is 3,600 on FanDuel. Besides that last game and one of the games before, there were a couple games he's gotten 13 minutes. He's put up 17 and 17 in both of those. So I'm expecting maybe he could be one of the guys off the bench to pick up some more minutes tonight. So 3,600, 100 above minimum price on FanDuel. Don't mind taking some shots on him.
Yeah, we were talking about this too. I'm with you. I kind of feel like, you know, other than Sadiq Bey, maybe he is the guy that gets a little minute, extra minutes off the bench because, I mean, when he's out there, when he gets those 13 minutes game, you know, he's had at least five or more field goal attempts in those games. One on me at 10. So he doesn't mind shooting the rock. So if you can get him out there for maybe 15, 16 minutes at 3,300 on DraftKings, yeah, I really like that. You could, if you want to, maybe look at guys like AJ Griffin and Aaron Holiday. They are minimum price on DraftKings. Maybe they squeak their way into the lineups tonight. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of minutes to go around with no Murray, so maybe there's some guys you could look at if you need some cheap flyers, but that's really all I got.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you would think someone would pick up minutes, but
yeah,
not quite sure which one it's going to be.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, they could just keep everybody they got right now and just give them all more minutes. Jalen Johnson, Sadiq Bey, say they could just run that route, so just have to see.
All right, is that it for Atlanta then?
Yep.
All right, jumping to Boston. I actually really like Jaylen Brown here. He's only 8,300 on FanDuel. Just feel like it's a great price for him. He also got no Murray on the other side, so defensively should be a little easier for him tonight too. So 8,300, really don't mind Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he's only 8,100 on DraftKings, so I'm with you. Got no issues going there tonight. I mean, Boston's back at home, probably wants to close this thing out. So, yeah, Jaylen Brown, 8,100. I'm with you. I also don't mind some Derek White here at 6,200. I mean, in this series, he's been kind of crappy on the road in Atlanta, but the first two games at home put up at least 45 or more fantasy points in both of them. So, $6,200, I mean, I still don't mind going there. Dude's been putting up double-digit shot attempts in all but one game in this series. So, yeah, don't mind him either, 62.
Yep, and just a little cheaper. Also don't mind Malcolm Brogdon. He's been very up and down this season. I mean, this series, but he's had two games where he's played 28 or more minutes. So if he can get back around those kind of minutes tonight, 5,200, it's not bad for him.
No, not at all. I mean, he is same price, 5,200 on DraftKings. Don't mind that. Marcus Smart did finally crack that 6K on the last game range, but he did come back down. He was 6,300 last game, came back down to 6K here, though. Definitely don't mind him here back at home. He was in some foul trouble last game. That's why I do feel like his minutes were down a little bit. But, yeah, 6K, man, he's been playing fantastic this series, so don't mind going there either.
Yeah, he's up to 7,100 on FanDuel, so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think I'd rather go down to Derek White at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but what are you thinking about these centers for Boston?
I mean, Al Horford's 5,100 on DraftKings, so definitely can still roll him out. Williams is 5,300, but I mean, Williams, you see from the last game the upside this guy can give you. He finally got 29 minutes. in that last one. I mean, and that was with five personal fouls, and he still played 29 minutes. So, man, if he could get that kind of run here again, I love him at $5,300. But the problem is he could also come out and play, you know, 21 minutes.
Yeah.
You just don't really know. So, honestly, I will probably just be flip-flopping between the two of them. I mean, they're both priced really good.
I will say one thing, that last game, they were running a lot of Horford and Williams out there together.
Well, right, and I mean, you think back when earlier in the season when Williams was starting, that's the way they were running. You had Horford at power forward and Williams at center. So, yeah, maybe they do run some more of that here tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, you definitely can look at either of them.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely just – Williams gives you that upside, man.
Yeah.
That I don't know that Horford can get there, but – I think Williams has a better shot of getting there more often.
Yeah, Williams probably more upside, but Horford probably safer with, like, minutes and stuff.
Yeah, agreed.
So both have their perks. Yep.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Any interest in Tatum tonight?
I mean, he's 10K on DraftKings. I got no issues if he lands in my lineups, but there's a couple guys around that same price that I think I have more interest, especially like maybe some of these Phoenix guys. But yeah, I mean, like I said, he's one of those guys, if he lands in my lineup, I'm not going to change it, but I'm probably not going out of my way to play him with a few of these other payoff options tonight. Cause like I said, I like a couple of these other guys right around that same price.
Yeah, definitely don't mind him, but I do think there are some better options out there for that expensive price.
Yeah.
Is that it for Boston?
Yeah, man. I mean,
not really anyone else.
I don't think this. No, there's really not too many other guys to talk about when it comes to Boston. So I think they're gonna just want to get their main guys out here, play them as long as they can, and try to get this win and be done.
Yeah, if they win, their series against Philly could start very soon.
I mean, that is true. They may not have as really that much rest. I don't know how they'll do it. You think they'll start it with these other games?
I can't
remember
if they go ahead and start the next round. I would think.
Yeah, see, that's what I was trying to remember too. I'm with you. I think they start it too. So
no, I always forget.
Yeah.
Every time playoffs roll around. Yeah. All right, that is it for that game. So we can jump into the next. We have got the Minnesota Timberwolves facing the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are 9.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 221.5 injuries. You got Jalen Noel questionable, Kyle Anderson, Jaden McDaniels, Naz Reid out for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, man, that Kyle Anderson, that's a big one.
That's a very big one.
Yeah, I mean, he's been probably averaging about 27 minutes a game this series. So
yeah,
I do feel like, I mean, I got to imagine Torian Prince is going to be the main beneficiary of his minutes. I mean, 4,000 Torian Prince, I feel like, looks great here tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be him and Alexander Walker who probably get bigger minutes.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah, because, I mean, Alexander Walker picked up 37 minutes in the last game.
Yeah, man, it's he literally just had that one game against his cousin, SGA, and went off. And then since then, just can't seem to do anything, man.
Yeah, but I don't mind taking shots on him if he's really playing 30-plus minutes. And, of course, Torian Prince, definitely don't mind him either. Torian Prince is only $3,800 on FanDuel.
Oh, gosh, that's really nice. Yeah, Alexander Walker's $4,100, but I'm with you. If he's getting those kind of minutes, I'll definitely run him out there.
Yeah.
I do still have interest in Conley. He stays under the 6K range, so I'll keep playing him. Like, this is an elimination game for him. The last one was, I mean, came out and played 43 minutes. Put up almost 35 fantasy points, so I'll go right back here again at 5,800.
Yep, 5,800 on FanDuel as well, so definitely don't mind him. And I am just going to live or die with Karl-Anthony Towns. I mean, it's an elimination game. This could be the end of their season. He's got to do something.
Yeah, I'm with you. I keep saying that too, but I will say at least his last two games, I mean, 38 or more fantasy points in both of those, 40 and one. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, $7,800, the price tag alone makes it nice because, I mean, he can easily go out here and drop 45 fantasy points tonight. But you live and die with him. I'll keep living and dying with Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, $9,100, his price did finally go up. But, I mean, this guy's been averaging in this series 1.4 fantasy points per minute and 43 minutes a game over the last three. So I mean, I don't know. 9,100, I still think is too cheap for this guy. I mean, over 60 fantasy points in the last three. He's completely balling out. He's just found that rhythm right now. He's hot. And, I mean, you're talking about you lose, you go home here tonight. So I think he's going to give it everything he's got. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I look at people like Tatum, who's 10K. Anthony Edwards should be right there next to him.
Anthony Edwards is right there next to him on FanDuel. He's 10,700.
Good Lord. Well, I mean, that's the price he deserves right now.
Yeah, he's 100 cheaper than Tatum for FanDuel tonight.
Yeah, I mean, $9,100. I've been playing the crap out of him at 8,600, and I'll still keep going back there at 9,100. I mean, he has the sad thing is, I mean, he's been shooting under like 45% the last two games. So yeah. not even his shots have been falling, but he's been doing so much. I mean, rebounds, assists, three blocks in the last game, two steals. I mean, dude's doing everything, man. So I'm going to keep rolling him out there.
Yeah, I mean, even on FanDuel, if you want to pay up for him, he would need about 54 to break his value. In his last three, he's put up 62, 61, and 63. So
you're getting your money's worth
if he's putting up 60 or plus.
That price tag on FanDuel is probably definitely going to keep the ownership down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just love this dude, man. He's balling out right now. So,
yeah,
I'll keep rolling him out there.
Yeah. As far as Minnesota goes, that was about it for me. If you got anyone else.
Yeah, I do still. I'm going to keep riding Rudy Gobert, too. His price stays right around that $6,800. I'm going to keep rolling him out. Played 39 minutes in the last game. His back seems to be good to go. Put up almost 40 fantasy points. I think they're going to need him out here again. So, I mean, gosh, if you're talking about him getting almost 40 minutes at 6,800. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, that's a great thing with these Minnesota guys. They're all going to be playing 40-plus minutes tonight.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, these starters, I think you're looking at least 38 to 40 minutes, unless, you know, barring foul trouble or something. They're all going to be out there.
Yeah, I know they went to overtime in the last game, but even without overtime, most of these guys still would have been close or over 40 minutes.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, so, I mean, elimination game, I think your starters are going to be playing a crap ton of minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, other than Prince and Walker, who else gets minutes. I've been playing a little bit of Jalen Noel. His minutes keep going down. But, I mean, the dude is 0-for-10 in his last two games for his field goal attempt. So if he could just go out there and make a couple buckets, they might give him a few more minutes. But he just can't seem to do that. But he is $3,100. I just wanted to mention him. Maybe he picks up a couple more minutes tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, he may not even play. He only got to play 3 minutes in the last game because they said his knee flared up again.
Yeah, and you're right. And you got Austin Rivers, who's actually been playing. I mean, he played 11 minutes in the last game. He just doesn't do anything with his minutes. But
Austin Rivers.
Yeah, Austin Rivers.
Yeah, I don't really know if there's anyone else.
Yeah, I think they're just going to stick, like I said. I think Prince and Walker and the starters, man, are just going to play a crap ton here tonight. So.
Yeah, definitely. That it for the Timberwolves?
That's it.
All right, we can jump to Denver then. I actually do have a couple guys that I definitely like here. Aaron Gordon, 5,800 on FanDuel. I'm going to keep going to him. He played 42 minutes in the last game. Like I said, I know that was overtime, but even if you take that out, that's 37 minutes for him. So it's a great matched up against Karl-Anthony Towns still this series. So his highest he's put up is 29, but it's 5,800. It's not a bad price for him.
No, I mean, when you look at that last game, that was like the first real game where Minnesota gave Denver a run for their money. So yeah. The most of the other games, they've kind of always had big leads, and these guys haven't had to play full minutes for the most part. So if you're getting another game where Minnesota's going to give them a run for their money, $5,900 Gordon, yeah, I'm with you. I'll go right back there too.
Yeah, another guy that I also like here just for his price alone is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He is 4,300 on FanDuel. I feel like that's pretty cheap compared to a lot of these guys tonight. So besides the last game, he's attempted double-digit shots in the first three games. So definitely don't mind rolling him out here at 4,300.
Yeah, 4,600 on DraftKings. Definitely don't mind it either. Just like you said, price alone, because it's nice. There is a decent amount of guys over 9K here tonight. So you got actually some pay-up options you got to worry about.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he's not a bad guy in that 4K range.
Yeah.
Well, I one of my favorite plays here, nice Jamal Murray. He's $8,200 on DraftKings. I love that price still. I know he wasn't as good on the road in Minnesota, but you get back, you go back home tonight. He averaged at least almost 50 fantasy points or more in this series at home. So I'm going right back to him here. I think they're going to want to, you know, just like everybody else, they're going to want to finish this thing out, man.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to have to be a big part of it tonight. So I love him back here at home tonight at 8,200.
Yep, on FanDuel, he's put up 48 and 53 in their two home games. So 8,900, don't mind him either.
Yeah.
Another guy, one more guy that I don't mind here is Bruce Brown at 5,000 on FanDuel. He's the guy who plays the most minutes off the bench consistently. He's played 25, 23, 29, 25 minutes. He's put up 20-plus in every game in the series so far. So he's probably the safest option off that bench. So 5,000, don't mind rolling out Bruce Brown either.
Nope, 4,700. I'm with you. He seems to be fairly safe here during the series, so not a bad guy here for that price. Any love for Jokic?
Jokic is 11-4 on FanDuel. I mean, if I got that leftover for the center spot, I don't mind it, but I kind of still like maybe trying to get a couple other expensive guys in lineups tonight.
Yeah, he's 10-8 on DraftKings. Like I said, another guy I don't mind because here again, played 39 minutes in this last one, put up almost 72 fantasy points. So if Minnesota can just make this game interesting, Jokic is going to be out there and he's going to be doing a lot. So don't mind at all getting a piece of him, especially at 10-8.
Yeah.
I like that price a little better than the FanDuel one, but yeah. Got no issues with it. And last guy, Michael Porter Jr., 6,500. This guy has literally flip-flopped every game. First game, 40. Second, 26. Third game, 45. Last game, 29. So if it keeps going like that, man, he should have a 40-point outing here tonight at 6,500. So
yeah,
take that for what you will.
Yeah, definitely don't mind him either. But don't think there's anyone else for Denver.
Nah, not really. I think that's about everybody that's really even getting playing time. So
yeah. All right, so we can jump into the final game on the night. We have got the LA Clippers facing the Phoenix Suns. Suns are 12.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 223.5. Injuries, you got Paul George, Kawhi Leonard out. Cameron Payne questionable for the Suns.
Go ahead, start with your boy.
Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, 9,700 on FanDuel, but he's put up 52 and 64 in his last two. He's got a 35% usage rate since Kawhi Leonard has gone down in this series. So, elimination game. I think Russell Westbrook's going to put everything out there on the line. So, I don't mind paying up for him tonight. He even played 40 minutes in his last game.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 9,300 on DraftKings. This is one of these other guys I was talking about in that 9K range. I mean, averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute. Over the last three in the series, 40 minutes in the last two games he's been playing. So I got to imagine he goes out here and, you know, barring foul trouble or anything like that, he's playing another 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So $9,300. Yeah, I like him too, man.
Yeah. And there are a couple cheaper guys to offset Russell Westbrook's expensive price. Terrence Mann, 4,700, playing consistent minutes off the bench. He's played 30, 25, 25, 24. He's put up 23 or more in his last two since Kawhi's gone down. So 4,700, don't mind him. And even if you want to take some shots down here on Bones Highland at 4,300, if he can just get a shot on, he definitely should be able to pay off his price.
Yeah, I'm with you there on the Bones Highland. I like him at $4,300. I mean, he played 18 minutes in the last game, but 21 in the one before that, took 12 shot attempts in that one. Yeah, I'm with you. Only took 6 shot attempts in the last game. So I think he's going to have to get out there and shoot the ball more. And if he does that at 4,300, I got some interest.
Yeah, definitely.
But Norman Powell, what's he on FanDuel?
He's 6,900.
That's actually not bad. He's 74 on DraftKings. But this guy's got upside, man. The game before last, he just put up 56 fantasy points. So
yeah,
he's another one, man, playing big minutes. 37 minutes last game, 41 before that, putting up a good amount of shot attempts. But he's another one, man. He's just going to have to let that ball sling tonight, man. And I still don't mind him at 7,400 just for the upside alone.
Yeah, 6,900. Not bad on FanDuel either.
Yep.
And keep an eye on this power forward spot tonight, just because they could always change it up again. If Marcus Morris starts 3,900, he took 13 shots in the last game, shot 3 for 13. He was terrible, but
he was terrible.
If he's starting again, he's probably going to try shooting the ball numerous times again. So 3,900, as long as he's starting, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, we were watching that game, and we even said Covington is probably the best power forward they have on the team, but they just won't give him the minutes. I mean, defensive-wise and stuff, I just feel like Covington's so much better, but he's $3,100. Feel free to play him if you want. He only played 8 minutes in the last game. I'm hoping maybe he gets a few more minutes in this one, but I guess we'll just have to see. But, yeah, Morris is $4,100 on DraftKings. If he's back in the starting line, I mean, he did play 25 minutes. So, like you said, if he could just get it a couple more shots to fall, he'll beat that price tag.
Yeah, that's why I said just keep an eye on that starting lineup, because with how bad he did play, they could always change it up again.
Yeah, agreed.
But as long as he's starting, I'll play him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you there. So, and the last I'll hit on are these centers. Zubac is just, he's $4,800. I think that's just too cheap here. I know he has not been living up to it these last few games, but I'll definitely keep rolling him out there at that price. And I've even been playing some of Plumlee. He's $3,800. He's been in that 3K price range. He rewarded me last game, got 21 fantasy points in 19 minutes. So I don't mind throwing him out there, especially if you're playing a lot of lineups, because he could easily go out there and get you over 20 here at 3,800.
Yeah, 4,100 on FanDuel. I actually didn't mind Plumlee either.
Yeah, so I'll flip-flop these two guys, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Zubac's best game came in Phoenix, so maybe he can replicate that again. So we'll see, but I do like the prices on those centers.
Yeah, definitely. 5,000 for Zubac and 4,100 for Plumlee on FanDuel.
Yeah. So last guy, I mean, the only other guy we really didn't talk about was Eric Gordon, 4,900. He's been pretty much the same guy the whole series, but I mean, if a few more shots go in, he can get you 25 fantasy points. So 4,900, another guy I don't mind too much.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's like suddenly Kawhi goes down, he's shooting the ball less now.
Yeah, I don't get it. I thought I was expecting him to be putting up 10 shot attempts a game, but it's just not happening.
Yeah, but elimination game, he could go out there and shoot the ball 15 times if he wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. At this point, if I'm the head coach, I'm going, listen, just shoot it.
Yeah.
What's the worst that happens? We lose and we're done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is going to do it for the Clippers, though. So we can jump to Phoenix. Yeah. I'll let you kickstart us on this one.
Let's see. Definitely. Well, I'll keep playing Chris Paul. $7,300. His price stays the same. I mean, he's not had a game under 36 fantasy points this entire series. Just put up 51 in the last. But I like the price, man. I've been playing a lot of them, and I'll keep on playing a lot of them. And he's playing 38 or more minutes in every game during the series. So I'll keep going to him. Chris Paul with that minutes at that price, I'll keep playing him.
What'd you say he was?
73.
Yeah, he's 83 on FanDuel.
Oh, yeah, so it makes that price much nicer. I did see campaign is probable.
Oh, is he probable?
Yeah, for this game tonight. So,
gosh.
I know. Hasn't been here since the 7th of this month, but that could take away a few minutes from Chris Paul if he's back here tonight.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. They could just ride it the way they've been doing it, close it out.
Yeah, you could be right. At this point, they could be going, listen, if we can close it out here tonight, we'll bring you back in the next series. So yeah. I don't know.
You never know.
He is $3,900, though.
Yeah, if he's playing 15-plus minutes tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have to look into that later on and see if you get any news from coaches or anything.
Yeah, definitely got to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah. So.
Got some expensive guys here, because really, once you get past this top four for Phoenix, there's not too much else. You got Booker and KD. Who are you feeling more tonight?
I don't know. I mean, when I play fantasy, I try not to judge, go by gut feelings or anything. I don't know. I just feel like this could be one of those KD games where he goes out and drops 60, but I could be completely wrong. I mean, if they're back at home, back in Phoenix. I mean, any of these guys could go off. It could be Booker or KD.
Yeah.
Or Paul. It's a toss-up.
Neither Booker or KD have played under 41 minutes in a game this series.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all these guys on DraftKings are under 10K. So I have interest in all of them. Like I said, KD's 9,900. If I'm picking between KD and Tatum, I'm probably taking KD tonight. Just because, like I said, back at home, I feel like this could be his game. But they're just playing huge minutes.
Yes, I mean, it's kind of hard to avoid any of them.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I'll flip-flop them in lineups, but
yeah,
I do got interest in all of them here.
If you're playing multiple lineups, just mix and match these guys.
Yeah, exactly. One cheap guy, though, I do have a little bit of interest on Phoenix is Josh Okogie. His minutes have been ramping up a little bit over the last couple games. I mean, he's gone from 21 to 25. So $3,700 on DraftKings, man. He hasn't broken that 20-point fantasy game yet, but if he's getting those minutes, man, at that price, I like it.
Yeah, he is $4,000 on FanDuel, so not too bad.
Yeah, but you like Ayton or anything?
I mean, he's 7K on FanDuel. I mean, he could be good, but I don't know.
Yeah, 64 on DraftKings. Another one. If he gets in some of my lineups, I'm completely good with it. If you're looking for just a dirt cheap center, though, Bismack Biyombo is definitely the one that seems to be getting the minutes behind him. Been playing last three. He's played 15, 11, and 12 minutes. Two of those, he put up 14 fantasy points in one and 21 in another. So $3,200, man, if you just need a dirt cheap center, like I said, and you're playing a lot of lineups, I don't mind rolling him out there in a few.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's really all I had, I think, for this team.
Yeah, like I said, once you get past those top guys, there's not much else.
Yeah, I mean, I do think you could look at Torrey Craig. Other than the last game, he's put up at least 24 or more fantasy points in this series at 4,500. So I do think he's one other guy in that 4K range you could look at. But that's it.
Yeah, that's it for me as well, which means that is all three playoff games tonight, broken down and covered. Anything else to touch on before we wrap this up?
No. Good luck. I think this is actually going to be a fun night of basketball because some of these teams, man, I don't know who's going to get the backup minutes, but it's going to be fun to throw in some lineups and cross your fingers. So thanks for listening, everybody, and good luck.
Yeah, definitely. I hope some of these underdogs can pull it out tonight and extend these series a little longer.
Yes, me too. I don't want this thing to end yet. Keep this thing going.
Yeah. But, of course, that is going to do it for today's episode. So if you are watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't. If you're listening in podcast form, download today's episode. Follow us on the platform. Leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is always appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. We'll have the injury updates tonight. But that is going to do it for today's episode. So best of luck to everyone. We thank you all so much for watching and listening to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.